Hi.
Hi, Mom.
You didn't have to work late. This is a nice surprise.
Yes, I'm a free man, but it looks like you two are still at it.
No, we're all finished. I'm just waiting for Douglas to pick me up.
Is your car in the shop again, Yvonne?
Yes. It's old and cranky and loud enough to wake the dead. I just have to buy a new one. We really do need two cars.
Well, sure. Douglas must just about live in his. You have to in real estate.
Right. So I'm stuck either waiting for a ride from someone or taking cabs. Then I get to listen to cabbies telling very long, very boring stories. It's very annoying.
I don't get annoyed at that. I love talkative cabbies.
Let's trade cars. You'll get lots of time in cabs.
So how was your day?
It was a big one. Mm-hmm. I gave my notice.
Well, that certainly makes it real.
Oh, yeah. You can't run for state office if you're employed by the state. Are you going to set up a private practice?
Yep.
There he is. Have a good night.
So how do you want to celebrate?
Rent a movie? Get a pizza to go?
You sure know how to show a girl a good time.
I use the telephone a lot. As a matter of fact, my phone bill last month was like $125, and that kind of freaked me out. So I thought maybe I should stop using the phone.
At work, I probably am on the phone about 20 minutes an hour, both long distance and local.
Most of my friends are really busy, and so we don't get to see each other a lot, so we spend a lot of time talking on the phone.
Sure. I do a lot of my business over the phone. It's pretty important for getting in touch with people. I used to write a lot more letters. Now probably I call people up, especially my brother in California and my parents in New York.
And at home, I probably make a long-distance call to friends around the country two or three times a week. And otherwise, I'm probably on the phone 20 minutes, half hour at night.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're a lot more purposeful when you get on the phone to talk business. I mean, you have your questions all lined up. You know exactly what you're looking for.
When you meet someone personally, you see body language, and you get a sense of how you're impacting them by what they say and what they think and how they look. But when you talk to someone on the phone, you have to really listen much more carefully, I think.
In some ways, maybe the phone can be even more intimate than when you meet.
A couple other features. If a call comes in, obviously answering machines, which you can take a call when you're not there. But if you just miss a call, you can dial star and then 69, and it'll call back whomever just called you.
5 or 10 years ago, I remember how uncomfortable people were talking into machines. And it's really interesting to see that it's gone from people talking to machines to really feeling like they're actually communicating with the person.
Let's just say I'm glad you're here.
What's that singing?
That is my roommate Danny, though at the moment he's certainly not the guy I moved in with.
Well, he's not the type who sings around the house.
Lisa, you look ravishing this morning.
Danny?
Are you one of those people that aliens abduct and take to their spaceships for experiments?
No. Why do you ask?
Look at you.
So, Danny, what's going on?
Let's see.
Uh-huh.
What?
My friend Hannah is a scuba diver.
At this time of year, the ocean must be freezing.
That's what the wetsuit is for, to keep you warm. But Danny, it's not going to fit.
Now, will someone please explain the bee suit?
It's my job.
I don't believe it.
I deliver balloons at 10, then Hannah and I are off to the seashore.
So things are going well, huh, Danny?
Lisa? Hannah is the first woman I can talk to completely unedited.
A frightening thought.
There we are. See you later.
I want my old roommate back.
Hey, it's good that Danny's happy, right?
Yes. I just wish he'd stop singing.